It's 7:49 on a Thursday morning, and this is what my flat sounds like. It's what my apartment sounds like, and this is why I'm really happy that I'm moving house early next year to somewhere very far from the station. So let me explain the sound picture to you. So obviously you can hear the trains. There's one going each way every 3 minutes because I live next to the train station. That's not so bad. So you get the announcements and the music too. And also the thing that really bothers me is the whistle. The platform bloke's whistle, which is really, really, really super loud, and you occasionally hear that. And when the trains get really busy, he starts using a megaphone. And he doesn't just use a megaphone. He screams through the megaphone. Like, really screams, like, desperately and with horror in his voice. Not, you know, oh, the train is leaving now, please get on the train. Like, the train is leaving! Kind of like that. Oh, there goes the express train. That's the fast one. That doesn't stop in Hirai. It goes straight through. Foolishly, I think. And also the Narita Express comes through, I think, once an hour or maybe twice an hour. And God, does that make a noise. Ugh. Really, like crows, like huge robot crows pecking a steel dome. That's what it sounds like. And can you hear a boring middle-aged man speaking into a microphone? Well, that's a minor politician who stands outside the station, therefore outside my apartment, talking meaningless rubbish from 7:30 till I think 8 or maybe 8:30 in the morning. So usually that's when I'm getting ready to go to work. I'm just leaving for work. There's the whistle again. Doesn't it sound lovely? Oh, God. It's much louder when you're actually on the platform. I've nearly lost my hearing a couple of times. But yeah, the bloke talking into the microphone is really, really irritating. And I've grown to... I'm not easily given to hating other people. I'm quite a peaceful man. But this guy, I've started to loathe him, really. I've started to entertain thoughts of violence. Because, you know, you'd be in the shower or you'd be having your first cup of coffee in the morning. You know, it's a sensitive time. You'd rather have some peace and quiet. And you've got this man in the background going, and basically, he's not a very interesting speaker. Most of the time, he's just got a newspaper in his hand, and he's finding just news stories, just randomly, just making it up as he goes along. And he hesitates a lot. And really, considering the size of his audience, that is zero, considering the importance of what he has to say, that is no importance, I don't really understand why he needs a microphone in a residential area at 7:30 in the morning. Now, am I being unreasonable? No, it's my day off today, so it doesn't really matter. But usually, I'm very, very tired at 7:30 in the morning, and he is exactly the last thing I want to hear. And he's also part of this general, you know, collection of sounds. So I just thought I'd introduce you to that. Have a lovely day, everyone. I love you. Bye.